Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. A major deadline came and went this week, and you may not have noticed it. Israelis and Palestinians had until yesterday to reach an accord on getting peace talks back on track, and they missed that deadline. Few had expected any major progress, but for the past 9 months, Secretary of State John Kerry tried to move the two sides closer together, with little to show for his efforts. There was one exception, the release last year of some Palestinians who'd spent years in Israeli jails. Reporter Daniel Estrin visited with one of those former prisoners, who's got his own personal definition of progress.
It's rare for a school in the West Bank to offer Hebrew classes. It's even rarer for the Hebrew teacher to be a convicted killer fresh out of jail. That's how it's been this year at the Greek Orthodox school in the village of Taibe. The morning school bell rings, and ninth grade boys shuffle into class with Ismat Mansour. He teaches 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th grade Hebrew once a week.
Shalom. Shalom. Hona hiwar. Yesh pizza.
Today's lesson is learning how to order food at a restaurant. Mansour stands in front of a boy's desk and recites a dialogue from his textbook. Mansour's Hebrew is so good, he can read from the textbook upside down. He wears a slick sports jacket and a black button-down shirt tucked into light jeans. It's hard to imagine that he spent the last 20 years in a prison uniform. When Mansour was his student's age, he helped kill a man, Chaim Mizrahi, a 30-year-old Israeli who used to buy eggs at a farm where Mansour worked, near a West Bank Jewish settlement. One day when he came to buy eggs, Mansour and some older teens pounced on him.
We thought that we would be able to kidnap him and release Palestinian prisoners. However, we could not control the settler. We had to kill him.
Mansour said the other teens stabbed the Israeli. He did not. But an Israeli judge found that Mansour held the Israeli down during the stabbing and sentenced Mansour to 22 years behind bars for premeditated murder. In jail, he studied journalism by correspondence course. He wrote 3 novels, and one of his Palestinian cellmates taught him Hebrew. His Hebrew got to be so good, he became an official liaison between his fellow prisoners and prison officials. Every day, he'd read Israeli newspapers and watch Israeli TV. News, culture, even the Israeli version of C-SPAN.
This is the main reason why I decided to become a teacher, because I saw the other side of the Israelis. I saw that we can build bridges. I saw that we can communicate with the Israelis and understand each other. We can find partners with whom we can talk peace.
In August, Israel released Mansour a few years early. 23 other prisoners were freed, too. It was meant as a goodwill gesture as peace talks were beginning. Mansour received a hero's welcome in the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority made him the rank of a colonel, gave him a $50,000 homecoming gift, and started paying him a monthly salary of about $1,700. He didn't really need to work. But Abir Khouria, the principal at the Greek Orthodox school, found him a job teaching Hebrew at her school. She knows of only one other school in the West Bank that teaches Hebrew. She says Mansour came out of jail educated and motivated.
He's a person who was put in jail for many years and who came out loving life. He did not come out bitter, ready to take vengeance. No, he came out as a human being who wants to continue in a peaceful way.
That peaceful way seems to fall on deaf ears in Mr. Mansour's ninth grade Hebrew class. The day's lesson, how to order pizza or chocolate ice cream at an Israeli restaurant, it's a scenario these kids can't even imagine. Most Palestinians are barred from visiting Israeli cities.
Does anyone here know any Israelis that they could talk to?
They don't know any friend.
These kids say they're here to learn the language of the enemy.
When we know the Hebrew language, we will understand their plans, we'll understand their thinking, and this way we can be ahead of them.
Mansour says he gets his students. They're about the same age as he was when he helped kill Chaim Mizrahi.
This generation is living through a very confused situation. Nothing is clear. They do not have hope in any political debate solutions. They do not believe in their leadership. I am very worried that they will be pulled into extreme behavior because they're very vulnerable.
Mansour is trying to be a role model for his students, but it's a complicated situation. Mansour says his students keep asking him why he was in jail. He says he never tells them, but he says he's sure they know what he did. And they consider him a hero, but he doesn't want them to glorify killing. On the one hand, Mansour says he would never kill again. But on the other hand, he says he was like a soldier acting on behalf of his people, and he doesn't regret what he did. Whether Mansour can be the role model he wants to be is not an easy question to answer.
I see in their eyes that they look at me as a hero. But I try all the time to tell them that killing anybody is not a decision of a human being. Killing is a decision only of God. He's the only one who should decide to end somebody's life. And that through other means, we can be heroes, not through killing.
This is not a story of personal forgiveness and reconciliation. Mansour hasn't reached out to the family he helped kill, and that family was completely against his release. Instead, Mansour says his story is one of a man who did his time and wants to make a difference for the future. He's focusing on his own people, the next generation of Palestinians, trying to help them understand Israelis in their own language. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Taibe in the West Bank.